Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, you know, back in the day, you know, even before you got here, the commonly held belief that a Bill Belichick defense can confuse and confound inexperienced quarterbacks because it's complex, it diagnoses your looks, its unpredictability. You know, Vrabel pulled it off, Bruce Harrison, Ty Law back in the day. Does this young, athletic, new Patriot defense have that same confusing element to it to an inexperienced quarterback, in your estimation, Gerard?
I think so, you know, but at the same time, I think Coach Belichick doesn't want to put too much on us. You know, like you said, we are a young defense, and, you know, we don't want to confuse ourselves. So, first and foremost, we just want to get in the right position and make plays.
Hey, Gerard, I don't know if you heard, but your quarterback called out the fans, didn't think the fans here in Foxborough were loud enough, and too many of them leave early. Do you agree with that? Do you notice that when you're on the field, when you're at the game, that it's just not as loud as some other places that you play?
I don't think it's as loud as some other places, but at the same time, I think those guys, you know, especially last game, the season opener, I think they were pretty loud. I did see some of them leaving at the end of the game, but it was a blowout. So I would probably try to leave early too, just to beat traffic. But, you know, I agree with Tommy to a certain point, but at the same time, I think we have great fans.
Gerard, does Jet Week preparation feel different than, I don't know, Bills Week preparation, which is what you'll be doing next week? Does it feel different?
It does feel a little different. It's kind of like back in college, you know, Florida Week. You know, Florida Week was huge. Everybody's trying to go super hard in practice, so the game becomes easier. And this is a rivalry game to us, and it's definitely been a tough week for us.
Did you go to class on Florida Week?
rarely.
I mean, honestly, how hard must that be to go to class and do homework when you got a Florida game on Saturday?
Well, like I said earlier, look, you thought I was joking. We rarely went to class there in Florida Week.
And how did you do against Florida?
I think I won one out of three, something like that. So it wasn't too good.
So Tennessee would be like the Jets, although they've split the last couple of years.
Exactly. Tennessee would have been the Jets.
And the Patriots are like the Gators,
without
as many criminals, without as many arrests.
Hey, Gerard, I want you to spread the word down there. Darrell Revis does not have a tender hamstring. He's trying to deke you guys out.
You know, when I saw that story, I thought the same thing.
Absolutely.
I'm like, look, he's healthy. He's 100% healthy, man. I'm not buying into that.
So. If you had a tender hamstring, would you want the Jets and Rex Ryan to know that you were not 100%?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want anybody to
correct.
Know.
Correct.
I wouldn't want anybody to know. So,
see, I think
for him to come out like that, you know, it's just a decoy. So then everybody could be like, you know, even if he goes out and has a great game, everybody's like, oh, he's the greatest. He has a tender hamstring. He's coming out running back picks and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not buying into that.
Well, the other thing is, I think he wants Tom to think that he might be a little bit vulnerable and see if Tom will test him early on. And
exactly.
What that does is make Tom hold the ball longer and allow the Jets' pass rush to maybe early in the game get a pretty solid hit on Tom.
Exactly. We're not buying into that. You know, Coach Belichick has been doing this for a long time, so he's seen it all.
Last year, the Jets, I believe, the game the Jets won, you didn't play, right?
No, I didn't play the first game. You know, I tore my MCL or whatever, so I didn't play the game, but I was there for the second one.
And you made all the difference.
I wouldn't say that because I think Welker came back. Was Welker? I don't think Welker played the first game either. So he came back.
That's true. That was the big Edelman game was the first game, and then the second game was the big Welker game because Revis covers Moss, and it doesn't seem to slow you guys down that much. I assume you know Tom Brady has no problem going to his other guys. And we can expect to see that Sunday, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, we had a pretty big defense again that second one, too. Don't forget about that.
Right.
I think they scored on, like, a block punt or something like that. But going into the half, they had 0 points besides their block punt.
Hey, Gerard, final question.
That's their average, usually. They average zero per half. Or it seems like that. It seems like that. What is your feeling watching Mark Sanchez on video preparing for a game? Is he, as Teddy Bruschi said, a front runner? Does he struggle when things get tough?
I'm not sure if he struggles when things get tough, but I know sometimes he looks to run before he looks to throw, you know, and that's the problem when you're playing quarterback. They're paying you to throw the ball. But I think if they get out in front, you know, and get the running game going, I think they have a good shot of winning games. And that's one thing we're focusing on this week is to stop the run and make Mark Sanchez beat us.
Hey, I don't know if Rex is telling the truth when he said this, but he said, based on the offensive performance of the Jets on Monday night, which wasn't much of a performance at all, they're going to simplify the offense against the Patriots on Sunday. Is that good or bad for you guys, Gerard?
I mean, it looked pretty simple against the Ravens.
I thought the same thing.
There weren't too many passes going down the field against the Ravens. So, you know, maybe they're just going to be running the ball every play. So, you know, let's check the box up, see what happens.
A final question for me. Looking at the film this week in preparation for Sanchez and his offensive weapons, whatever they may be, how does that compare? How does it resemble or not looking at the film for Palmer and Ocho Cinco and T.O. in Cincinnati?
No, I think they compare, you know, Okay. You know, Cincinnati had Ocho Cinco, they had T.O. on the outside, then they had a good tight end in Gresham in the middle, and a great running back. So, you know, the Jets have a great tight end, they have good receivers on the outside, but, you know, they have to get the ball. They have to get the ball to them. So, you know, we'll see what happens this weekend. When you ask me this question next week, I'll let you know.
We'll look forward to it. Next Friday on Patriot Friday, we'll talk to you then, Gerard.
All right, sounds good.